see you next week, folks. Join us again for Just Stuff. God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come. My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
You all, praise God, how did that game end? I guarantee you a dollar to a donut, everybody would tell me just exactly how that game ended.
Yes, sir.
Praise God, because if you watched the game just like I watched the game, praise God, we'll stand up here today, I'll stand up here flat-footed and say that Jalen Hurst outplayed Patrick Malone in that game, except for the fact that he made one mistake, and they were ahead by 3 points. I'm gonna give you the game. Praise God, they were ahead. Philadelphia was ahead by 3 points.
That's right.
But Jalen made one mistake, and he threw an interception.
Yeah.
And he allowed Patrick Mahorn, praise God, 1 minute and 10 seconds. Praise God. And Patrick Malone took that football, marched the Kansas City Chiefs down the field, and scored a touchdown. Praise God. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say, praise God, just like I can stand up here and articulate what happened in that football game.
Yeah.
What more can I articulate about a God who saved me?
Yeah.
By the God who did so much for me. Yeah. Praise God. I don't get excited about football games. I told y'all that because our motto out here is, praise God, that we have a Bayou Classic.
Every
Sunday morning. But you want to know what that Bayou Classic is about? It's not about the Dallas Cowboys as we know it. It's not about the New Orleans Saints as we know it. Because let me tell you something. Praise God, Dallas nor the Saints, praise God, did for me what Jesus Christ did for me. Praise God. Oh, yes, they may have thrown a touchdown. They may have run in and around. But praise God, Jesus did more for me. Done a football game. So I find out, praise God, when you talking about suffering and service to our Lord, it's going to entail suffering. It's going to entail getting the words out, praise God, because it's believers like you and I that tell men and women, boys and girls, that the wages of sin is death, but that the gift of God is eternal life. And let me tell you, that's every last one of our responsibilities.
Yes.
Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you got to talk for him. You have to speak up for him. You can't be scared. You can't be worried about what somebody's going to think about you. Praise God. I don't care what you got in your past.
Yes.
Praise God. Somebody say, all right, what the world you trying to tell me? I remember that. That's all right.
Yes.
You remember when I was that.
Yes.
But guess what? Right now, I am a child of the King.
Yes.
And what I'm trying to tell you, that in order for you to spend eternity, praise God, with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you're going to have to give him your heart.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Finally, and as I get ready to close, amen, not only serving for the King requires suffering, not only does it require getting the word out, but finally it requires, praise God, to serve him. Praise God, it's going to require some strength. Amen. Look what verse 29 says. It says, whereunto I also labor. Oh, y'all know that's Paul talking. Striving according to his working, which works in me mightily.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Amen. There's an author, praise God, and I think you ought to read his book if you ever get the opportunity. Author by the name of Eugene Peterson. And he writes in his book, the title of the book, Run with the Horses. Praise God, and this is a quote that he used. He says, there is an enormous gap. What we think we can do and what God calls us to do. He says, our idea of what we can do or what we want to do are trivial. He says, God's ideas for us are grand. Amen. Boy, somebody should have been shouting amen on that one. Praise God. You see, this is a true statement because many of us think sometimes that we are too small, that we are too weak, that we are too young, that we are too old to serve the King. But here's the thing, praise God, serving your King requires not just your strength, praise God, it requires the strength that God gonna put along with you.
Yes,
he said, Paul says, this strength that's mightily within me.
Yes.
You see, service for the King, Paul writes, in verse 29 when he says that I labor, striving. You see, the Greek word for labor here is the word from which we get our English word agony. And the Greek word for strive is the word from which we derive our English word energy. You see, the idea here is that Paul's service to the king involves struggle and energy. Yeah. Praise God, and all of his strength, praise God, to accomplish what he needs to accomplish for the king. Yeah. I must tell you that weaker men would not have survived much of the work, praise God, Paul was called to do. And yet, all of his strength wasn't enough, praise God, to get the job done. For Paul also says where the strength is for his service and where it comes from. Yeah. He says, his working which worked mightily in me. Yes, turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
There is a power, that works on the inside of me. Amen. Praise God. Everybody should have been covered on that one. Yeah. Praise God. You see, in other words, Paul is saying that in my service to the king, I give it all I've got, but I still depend on God's strength to get the job done. Praise God. I'm on my way home now. Praise God. You see, he doesn't work, praise God, without effort. But I cannot do what the work, praise God, I cannot do the work without his help. Yeah. Praise God. You got to have his help to do the things that you want to do. Amen. If you want to serve God, you have to keep this balance between what you can do and what only God can do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you see, Christ expects us to put forth our best efforts in his service.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he expects us to study, praise God, our classes.
Yeah.
He expects us to study hard and to work and put sermons together.
Yeah.
Praise God. He expects us, praise God, to learn how to do good witnessing.
Yeah.
I'm talking about put some effort into our prayers. Practice, praise God, our singing, our playing, praise God, as we practice, amen, to present songs of God to God's people. Praise God. We have to work on our budgets and on the reports and anything else that he calls us to do.
Yeah.
But at the same time, praise God, my best effort, praise God, at putting a sermon together, amen, will not change a man's heart. Praise God,
your best effort,
amen, at witnessing, praise God, will not save a soul.
Yeah.
Pray as hard as you want, but without the Holy Spirit, praise God, praying with you, praise God, and for you, you won't reach heaven. Let me say this to Second Union this morning. We are servants laboring for the church. We have to do what we can do and do the best that we can do. But it's not enough, praise God, without God's touch. It's not enough without his power that works on the inside of us. As I close, praise God, in service for the king has some important, glorious work for you and I to do. Don't be fooled. His work, praise God, a work that we do for him is going to be challenging. It requires your best. It requires your most diligent efforts, but it also requires that you depend on him to give you the strength, praise God, to do what it is that you are supposed to do. You see, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.